Coronavirus numbers continue to rise in Alabama. The pandemic has led to changes and new safety measures across the state as Alabamians work to keep exposure low. Now, two separate lawsuits are seeking to ease the state's rules on absentee and in-person voting during the deadly pandemic. Some precautions are already being taken, but APR's Bailey Majors reports advocacy groups say that the restrictions force voters to choose between their health and their democratic right to vote.
You know, Alabama is one of the last remaining states where there's still an excuse required to vote absentee. There is no early voting.
Seth Levy is a chief strategy officer for the Southern Poverty Law Center.
And, you know, the Secretary of State there has fought every imaginable, voting reform that would just bring it into the 20th century.
SPLC and the League of Women Voters have filed separate lawsuits challenging the current voting process in Alabama. Karen Short is a senior staff attorney for the Law Center. She says it's past time to challenge the state's absentee and in-person voting requirements.
Voting should be a simple process. It's a fundamental right, and the state should be making it easier, not harder, to vote.
Right now, to vote absentee in Alabama, voters must hand in photocopies of their photo ID with the absentee ballot and application, then sign the ballot in front of a notary or two witnesses in order for the vote to count. Short says the requirements put unnecessary restrictions on the voting process.
You know, we feel that there's really no need for these additional requirements. There are already provisions in Alabama law to safeguard the absentee ballot process. A voter has to include some personally identifying information. They have to include either the last four digits of their Social Security number or their Alabama driver's license.
The SPLC and the League of Women Voters aren't the only organizations raising issue with the current voting requirements. Dawana Thompson is a co-founder of Woke Vote. The organization mobilizes people of color in the South to vote by organizing their political and social power. One issue Woke Vote fights against is voter suppression in Alabama. That's something Thompson says is front and center on the minds of Black voters.
Especially in the middle of coronavirus, the state not taking, you know, the precautions to provide more opportunities for people to vote, but rather making it more stringent or possibly making it more stringent speaks to whether or not they really are concerned with voters being able to have full enfranchisement.
Voting advocates celebrated a win last week when a federal judge ruled Alabama cannot prohibit local officials from offering curbside voting during the COVID-19 pandemic. The judge also loosened restrictions on absentee ballots in Mobile, Jefferson, and Lee counties because of the health risk to voters. Advocates say although this is progress, it's still not enough because the ruling only applies to the July 14th runoff election. Woke Vote and the SPLC are calling on local and state leaders to make safe, concrete rules for all Alabama counties in all elections in 2020. First, Karen Short.
When it comes to absentee voting, we're asking for curbside voting to be allowed for the 2020 elections. We're asking that no absentee ballot be thrown out because they don't comply with the two witness or notarization requirement during 2020 elections. And we're asking that no absentee ballot application or ballot be rejected because they don't comply with the photo ID requirement.
And Dawana Thompson.
Something needs to be done. Investigation needs to be done. Some sort of standard needs to be upheld as to how we make these decisions about the way in which voters will have the opportunity to vote in November and even in the runoff elections that are coming up.
As the lawsuits make their way through the courts, Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill says he's already taken steps to make it simpler and safer to cast a ballot.
One of the things that we've done to make it easier to vote absentee is to invoke the powers that are given to the Secretary of State and that enables me to direct the voter to mark a particular box since Alabama is an absentee excuse state.
Under Alabama's current law, an excuse is required for someone to vote absentee. Secretary Merrill is suggesting Alabamians check the box on their application if they are worried about risk of coronavirus. That box reads, quote, I have a physical illness or infirmity, which prevents my attendance at the polls. This suggestion is only for voting during the July 14th runoff. Some voter advocates, like the League of Women Voter President Barbara Cadell, take issue with this action.
So if we go down that path, somebody like me that's not sick has a little bit of trepidation about checking that box because I'm not sick, but I am scared of being sick.
Codell, the League, and the SPLC are fighting for no-excuse absentee voting, along with waiving current requirements to cast an absentee ballot. That's something Secretary Merrill says isn't possible.
Some people have indicated that they think there are other steps that we need to take, like removing the excuse provisions altogether or removing the signature requirements altogether. However, Title 17-11-7 does not give me the ability to remove those requirements because they are codified in the Alabama Code. That would require legislative action.
The Alabama legislature isn't scheduled to meet until the spring of 2021 unless called into a special session. As far as current law goes, Secretary Merrill has the backing of the Department of Justice. Back in May, the DOJ ruled Alabama's requirement does not violate the Voting Rights Act. That includes having voters get either an affidavit from a notary or two adult witness signatures. Meantime, Merrill says the Yellowhammer State is taking steps to keep voters and poll workers safe from COVID-19.
We are using the resources that have been provided to us through the CARES Act to cover the costs that the counties may incur related to the coronavirus and properly preparing each polling site for a visit from our voters. Each polling official will be given a mask, will be given non-latex gloves, will be provided disinfectant wipes, disinfectant spray, and hand sanitizer will be available for those individuals as well for all voters that come to the polling sites on those days.
But some advocates like Dawana Thompson from Woke Vote say those safety precautions don't go far enough to protect voters and ultimately makes Alabamians choose between their health and the democratic right to cast a ballot.
I believe that by not creating more opportunities or alternative methods for people to vote, this state and others like it, the leadership here, are asking not just Black voters, but voters, period, to put their bodies on the line in the middle of pandemics for their constitutional right. And it should, and that is wrong.
So far, Secretary Merrill has only relaxed absentee voting for the July 14th runoff election. He's not said if the same rules will apply to mayoral and council elections happening in the majority of Alabama cities on August 25th or the general election set for November 3rd. Bailey Majors, APR News in Tuscaloosa.